in the no man's land between
Syria and Jordan.
Group of 45.
More than 45,000
refugees are unable
to move.
To move in any direction.
In Peru.
Many of the poorest.
The poorest people.
Many are descendants of.
Among them, more than 500,000.
Displaced from rural areas.
As a result of the war.
The guerrilla warfare.
The terror in the 1980s.
Overthrow the government completely.
Committed by.
The Shining Path guerrilla movement.
All of them without.
Without much hope of ever.
Reclaiming their lands.
In Poland.
White nationalists and Nazis are marching down the streets in
again. Now, that
all grandparents are dead.
Everything forgotten.
In Portugal, as
the only country in Europe,
they plan on increasing the number of refugees they can take on year over year.
In Rome, people
have taken to the streets to protest and
tightening up laws,
legislation, Migration Act and regulations.
Spontaneously inspired by the protests of
Les Gilets jaunes, le mouvement des Gilets jaunes,
the Yellow Vests in France,
on the island of Samos,
in Greece,
on the
hillside land,
surrounding the official
refugee camp,
purchased with money,
donation money,
in order to ease the pressure on
the camp.
Refugees are unable to
rid themselves of
outbreaks of scabies,
bed bugs, and lice.
Say now, prison.
A brutal military prison.
Extreme prison in Syria.
The government
is systemically
executing prisoners.
Political prisoners
from all over Syria.
Syria, so far.
Between 10 and 20,000.
In Serbia,
the rights to
free visa entry
for Iranians
has been dropped,
resulting in
new escape routes
through the Balkans.
In Sofia, Bulgaria,
political scientist
Ivan Krashtev is
comparing this
flood of refugees
to 9/11.
In Spain, more people
but refugees
now arrive.
In fact, welcomed more refugees than any other European country refugees.
In Sudan,
over 200,000 refugees from South Sudan
are afraid to speak to
the world. A refugee organization,
UNHCR, United Nations High Commission for Refugees,
are fearing that they may be deported.
In cahoots with racism
of local authorities
because of the lack of
witness protection.
In Thessaloniki, Greece,
hundreds of homeless refugees
scratching themselves raw.
Very many rough spots, itchy
outbreaks of scabies,
and very annoying. See these little things
saying every day
tonight they will
escape to the north.
All the country,
Tripoli, Lebanon,
over 7,000 refugees
kept locked up inside
a detention center
up to 5 days between meals,
up to 8 months
to be registered,
to even begin
their asylum procedures.
In Turkey,
on the southwestern coast,
Cheshmalta,
three families
are fully occupied with
gluing together all the
rubber boats, the dinghies that the refugees use to cross the sea,
out of parts
imported from China,
meant to be used for
smuggling and for refugees
across the sea to
Lesbos, Chios, and Samos.
In Ukraine,
around 2,000 people.
People who vanish without a trace.
Individuals who suddenly cannot
be contacted.
Presumably now have been executed by
these militia groups.
Undergoing torture.
Incarcerated.
In the U.S.,
the children of asylum seekers and immigrants crossing into the U.S. from Mexico illegally.
Us as children?
You know, being separated from their parents at the border.
Locked in cages.
No one's actually keeping track of which
children?
Children belong with
which
grown-ups?
In Venezuela,
7% of the population.
At least 3 million people have fled
the largest
economic and social crisis
in the history of South America.
In Washington,
as our kind of vision. World Vision.
World Vision has been
encouraging resolution
of the refugee
problems of the world
through prayer.
Prayers can
be downloaded
from their sites.
Alternatively,
World Vision
can pray on your behalf.
If you donate money
in Yemen, millions of people are at the brink of starvation.
In refugee camps,
where an estimated 100
children every day
die from starvation.
In all the countries in the world.